Katie Savage is not your typical UNC graduate. When she was just 14 years old, she was undergoing heart surgery when complications caused a blood clot. That blood clot forced doctors to quickly amputate her leg. Katie says the moment waking up from surgery is forever embedded in her mind.
I remember putting my hand, reaching out for my leg, and when my hand eventually started hitting the bed, I just busted into tears. I'll never forget that.
Being a 14-year-old can be difficult enough, but being a 14-year-old who unexpectedly had just lost a limb can be devastating. Katie says the feeling of isolation and missing out was hard to bear.
I was normal. You're told, like, you know, you're going to go to high school, you're going to go to prom, you're going to go off to college, you're going to get married, etc. And then for me, my reality was shattered at 14. Everything changed.
She adds that those were lonely years, feeling like the world was passing by.
Until we moved to Chapel Hill, when we still stayed in Durham, my biggest memory was just looking out the window. And I would look at the kids who I used to go to school with, who I'd ride the school bus with, and I would see them get up and, you know, go off to school. And here I was at home, and then I'll never forget when eventually those kids who were once taking the bus started driving to school, and then there I was still at home, and then just looking out of the window, just wishing and wanting to be normal.
Well, a long and winding road eventually led Katie back to Chapel Hill, this time as a student.
My first association with Chapel Hill was an amputation, so that's kind of, you know, the cool part about now being on the other end of things, and there's, you know, a lot more joy and things that I've received in regards to my experience at Chapel Hill compared to just having lost so much.
Now, while at Chapel Hill, in addition to her studies, Katie founded the first ever organization specifically for students with disabilities. She called it Advocates for Carolina. The mission was to be there for those who were dealing with issues that not everyone could comprehend.
I don't want for what happened to me to ever happen to another young person. You know, I just hope that people are able to get the support that they need.
Katie says that remembering those times as a teenager, looking out the window, fueled her passion for helping others.
That was definitely the main reason behind it, just to offer a community for students and so that people don't feel alone or by themselves and they're just able to talk about this reality in a safe place and with people who are like-minded and we're not going to judge.
She realized quickly after starting the organization that this is the work that she was meant to do.
Something I realized is that God can have a plan for us that's far bigger than anything we can plan for ourselves, and honestly, my experiences at UNC has just been just that. So I have no clue what's going to happen going forward, but I think it's going to be pretty good.
Now, as far as the plans that she can control, Katie would love to continue her education as a Tar Heel.
I would like to go to graduate school, ideally. I would love to be at Carolina for graduate school. It's actually very humbling to just be in this position. I mean, I honestly never imagined that I would be graduating from University of North Carolina. It's just unreal.
But for now, the best part about graduation for Katie is just that, graduation. This will be the first time she's been able to take part in a graduation ceremony.
I'm just looking forward to graduating because this is my first graduation. I didn't go to the, you know, graduation community college. This is my first one. So honestly, I'm really just looking forward to just graduating. I don't know, for me, I'm just imagining it makes me feel just really sweet. I am a bit nervous, but then I'm really excited, and so I have a huge smile on right now just whenever I think about graduating. Tears will, like, stream down my eyes, or I just have the biggest smile. I can't stop smiling.
Katie will be receiving her bachelor's degree in political science from UNC on Sunday, walking across the stage just down the road from where she learned to walk again. While speaking with Katie, she recalled hearing a story on WCHL one day in years past when she was feeling particularly down, that inspired her. And now she hopes to be the one doing the inspiring.
I was thinking, oh my goodness, here I am, all these years later, potentially giving hope to someone else. I'm truly just honored and truly just completely humbled right now.
Congratulations on graduation and everything that's coming down the road, Katie. And best wishes to every Tar Heel that is turning their tassel on Sunday. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.